Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping. Plotting on the come up, we was scheming. Now I hit the stage and they scream. I was trying to cope through them hard times for them max bills I was fiending. Got a bad bitch, honey skin tone, pretty long hair, she believes. Trying to tell you, girl, I can love you, I'm a cold-hearted little demon. Dysfunction new, I can't show affection, might bug up for no reason. Really, you don't even gotta be here, I done got so used to people leaving. You was riding for me, then you switched up, now it's fuck you and I mean it. Couple situations left me traumatized, now I say less cause I'm speechless. If my brother needed, then I got him and the whole gang know I'm bleeding. Trying to wake up from them nightmares, devil in my ear while I'm dreaming. In my past life, did some bad things, I know karma trying to get even. Trying to get away from all that drama, hopped in the Benz and I'm speeding. Told him I was gonna be some. That broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping.
Who can try stealing my formula? These niggas corny, these niggas can't come on my corner.
I'm just gonna keep dumping.
Gate too heavy, moonlight, maybe still. I'm too heavy, think I need a lift. Chicago, baby, she just wanna drill. The vibe's too wavy, it's too hard to kill.
Gotta watch out where you go, cause she get real.
I'm mad now. Okay, Halloween, I'm on the alcohol. The shawty licked it clean away, she fucked me out. Keep two hoes in my bed, I got them burning now. What would you do if you had it? I got it burning out. I let it burn, cause that mark I had to deal. But I want some 12 on my side, you might get killed. I'm on my mind, yeah, I'm high for the real. You got me live, boy, I got it all on feel. With me cautious, told the hoes I'm all in. Sippin' on lean, no rubber touchin'. Oh yeah, I know you love me, I mean it. Ain't no cuddling, you down bad, you suffering. I don't give a fuck how hard it gets. That little bitch know I started it. Oh yeah, get to the castle, lay up. In the big bag, rodeo. I made ride for the fresh cut. Hoes come through just to touch up. I'ma tell the truth like Usher. Y'all yeah, already know I bust her. You straight my top for Russia.
No, you can't save, I'm mad enough. Smoking hella weed, I'm on the alcohol. This shawty licked me clean away, she sucked me off. I keep two hoes in my bed, I got them turning out. What would you do if you heard I got it going on? I had to burn, I left skirmers, I had to deal. Gotta work for 12 around my town, you might get killed. I'm on my mind, yeah, I'm high, but a real. I've been live, boy, I got it all on film.
Injunction, bitch. We're going to be talking about the injunctions tonight, bitch. Because a lot of y'all are fucking up. But before that, let me start the live streams. All right, I am live on the gram. Let me check my connection. I am live on YouTube. Let me do Facebook. And I am live on Facebook. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got an up and coming webinar this weekend. It's called Battle Ready Documents, where Shaka Bay is going to show y'all how to do all y'all's paperwork according to the laws so you don't get Rule 12B6. You're going to learn how to do it. You can buy your tickets at jonahbay.com. The donation is $200. So I know a lot of y'all was asking, well, how do I get the tickets? You get the tickets from jonahbay.com and go buy your tickets, all right? Now, with that being said, I have the flyers up on all social media. I have it up on Facebook. I got it on Instagram. I got it on YouTube. I got it on Telegram. Buy your tickets. Don't be square. Be in there. All right, with that being said, injunction, bitch, I was going to do a whole new show. I had mad shit to talk about. I got like 5 different topics, but I got to talk about the injunction. So I was talking to Shaka. Shaka was telling me about this dude. Dude was in his car. Number one, he don't have plates on his cars. The car's not registered. No insurance. He riding dirty. I always keep on telling y'all, do not ride dirty. That shit's the worst, right? But, all right, so he's in his car. He doesn't have his IDP. His IDP is expired. So he has on him his, I believe Shaka said he had his, tax ID card on them, right? That ain't what you're supposed to have. Number one, you're supposed to have your IDP with a foreign driver's license. He ain't had none of that. So straight up fuck up. But he did the main fuck up. This nigga had his license in his pocket. I always tell y'all, for all the newbies who don't know, you ain't never supposed to carry your license if you got one. Leave that shit at home. The Bible tells you you cannot serve 2 masters, which means you can't have 2 fucking IDs with 2 different names on it. They automatically is going to take over the straw man and lock your ass up. The worst shit you can do. For that matter, I be trying to tell y'all motherfuckers to have, yeah, it says that D. Yeah, it says that in the, motherfucking, IDP. It tells you not to do that, right? Now, the main shit is you're supposed to also have silver, a silver coin in your pocket. You're supposed to have silver coin in your pocket just in case. But that ain't even an issue. That ain't even an issue. Motherfucking cop, it's 4 people in the car. There's two sisters. You know that's going to make the cop very nervous because it's 2 niggas in the car. So, of course, they're going to ask you to get out the car for their own protection. They're trying to get home to their families. It was about 5, maybe 10 years ago. It was some sovereign citizens, a white boy in a pickup truck and his father. Those motherfuckers got out the truck and killed the cop. They hunted him down later on and they shot out until both of them was dead. I forget the name of those people. But they used that film and show it to every cop when they're teaching them about sovereign citizens. They are 100% scared of y'all, right? You don't want to be arguing with no cop on the side of the road. You are putting your life in danger. So the cop asks him to step out the car. This motherfucker going to say no. Right? What's the problem with stepping out of the car and the cop run your ID and the injunction come back? That's all he had to do. Even if the IDP was expired, them fucking cops don't even be knowing how to read that bitch. Just hand it to them anyway. Right? And the cop would have ran his name, would have came back and said, have a nice day. Right? This stupid motherfucker is going to say, nah, I ain't getting out the car. So the cop reached in, pulled him out the car, dragged him out the car, threw him in back of the cop car, checked his pocket. They had a driver's license. So now he's a sovereign citizen. He had a valid driver's license. Even if you had an expired one, that would happen. You can't have that shit on you. You do not drive with both of them shits on you. You don't travel with them shits on you. It's fucked up. I got to say this shit again and again over the years. You cannot do that. More motherfuckers wouldn't have got tickets at all, but they see the fucking driver's license and they end up getting a ticket, right? So he gets to the police station, to the jail, and all they gave him was some type of driving violation, not having his car registered or some shit, whatever. But he says, yo, y'all didn't even run my name. Y'all need to run my name. This nigga mad cocky because he got a fucking injunction, bitch. My whole thing with that is, I've told y'all, there is no protection with the injunction if a racist motherfucker pulls you over. He ain't going to do what the computer screen tells him to do. Cop didn't. If you make it personal with the cop, he not going to do what the computer tells him to do. What the fuck's the matter with you? All you motherfuckers always want to fucking fight. Fight, fight, fight. Y'all don't even know how to fucking fight. Shut the fuck up and take the path of least resistance. Handle your Moorish spiritual name and let the cop do his fucking job. If he don't agree, you don't agree with it, fight that shit in court, not on the side of the road. You can get yourself fucking killed. As simple as that, man. What the fuck the matter with y'all? Y'all niggas is, and the nigga was damn near 40. How the fuck you damn near 40 and you don't know that? You think you are 18-year-old kid that you're going to be fucking arguing, fighting with the cops? What the fuck the matter with you? Nigga, grow the fuck up. So, they finally run his name in the jail, right? When they run his name, they was like, oh, shit, you on that list. So, he absolutely know his injunction work. Why didn't it work on the side of the road? Because the motherfucker ain't paying too attention when the cop's telling you to get out the car. You know, most of the time, if you a black man in your car and you and your friend in the car, they tell both of y'all motherfuckers to get out the car because they want to see your hands at all times. What's the problem with getting out the car talking to the fucking cop? This shit is just burns my ass, man. Y'all take the information. Niggas like you don't even deserve to be on the do not detain list, man. Fuck the matter with you. And I could tell you ain't been in the archives studying because I say all this shit in the archives. This shit is some bullshit, man. Then you white and dirty. And you want to fucking talk shit to, he like, yo, we need to talk about my injunction. It didn't work. Why the fuck did they pull me over in the first place? Motherfucker, why wouldn't they pull you over? You have no plate. Oh, well, I had the VIN number of the car on the injunction. Can they motherfucking pull up your VIN number when there is no license plate? No. The VIN number is on the hood of the car, up under the front window, the windshield. They need a plate on the car to be able to run the plate so they know it's an injunction, and then they wouldn't even pull you off. The motherfucker is not studied on the injunction at all. And the nigga been around for years. You's a disgrace, my nigga. You's a disgrace. You give us a bad name. You didn't do no fucking studying. What the fuck, bro? What the fuck? And it still got him out of jail and all of that without having the bailout and all of that. Y'all niggas is so fucking disobedient and so hard-headed. I just don't understand. Injunction, bitch. I know I got to start playing Dan Pena again. Follow the script. Stop trying to change shit up. It don't work that way. You have no rights unless you know how to defend your rights, man. Anyway, in 2 days is my born day. I don't give a fuck what Facebook says my birthday is. I lied on purpose. Them motherfuckers don't need to know my vital signs and my information. I always give social media the wrong information. Right? My birthday is on the 20th. On the 20th, you got to do your money ritual on the first day of spring. Now is the time to do it. When we did it on New Year's, that's the fiscal New Year. The real New Year is spring, when the earth is going into a new cycle. That's a new year. Spring. It's in 2 days. I may get on the radio. I may not. I don't know. Depends on what my family is doing for my birthday. Anyway, March is a very busy time for me because my anniversary with my lovely wife is in March. My daughter's birthday is in March. And the whole nine. I got all types of shit to do with the family in March. But anyway, I think we're going to meet on Telegram with Shaka, and they're going to do the money ritual on Telegram Wednesday, right? Even if I do get on the radio, probably get on Telegram afterwards to do the money ritual, right? Be there, be square. It's stronger when we do it together as a unit. All right? Now, as I said, the webinar is coming up this weekend. Buy your tickets at jonahbay.com. It's to learn how to do your paperwork properly. I've seen so motherfucking many people, paperwork is garbage for court. Y'all don't follow the rules. Your case will be dismissed. So get on this webinar to learn how to do it properly. All right? As just as many people use the writ of discovery and get their case won, the old motherfuckers who ain't studied, don't know what they're fucking doing, does the writ of discovery and lose. And it's almost impossible to lose. But you will lose if you don't follow the script. You don't know what you're doing. With that being said, I guess I'll open up the call lines in the whole nine. People making excuses. He probably wanted to find out who he is. Do that injunction. I hear you, but you ain't supposed to do no shit like that. First of all, his ego was all in it. He was cocky and all that shit. Yo, they got his car impounded, right? They said to get his car back, he got to go to the impound with the title to the car, or he got to go register the car to get his car back. Now, you already know they're going to charge him to get that car out. They're going to charge him every day that car sitting there. So just for your ego, the flex on a fucking cop, you're going through all that and spending mad extra money. The way I hear it, this nigga don't even have money like that. That's the dumbest shit ever. I told y'all over the years, and I continue to tell y'all, take the path of least resistance. Perfect example. Let's say you have the money problems. You can't really afford insurance and your registration. You still want to go get the car registered when you first get the car. Why? Because you got the injunction on the plate. That means when you let next year, when you let the plate expire, because you didn't renew the registration, you didn't renew the insurance, when they pull up behind you, they will still see it on that old in your name. You see what I'm saying? It's better ways to do that. It's crazy. It could have been a better way if he had had his own plate that he made himself and put it in the injunction. Right? But riding around with no plate is begging to get pulled over. That's some dumb shit. And you wasn't using the IDP properly, which means when you ordered your IDP, you didn't even read the instructions. In the archives, I read the instructions to y'all. So the nigga don't study. He don't know what he's doing. He just a fucked up individual. He a stupid motherfucker. That's what you call a motherfucker in school that all he gets is straight Fs. He gets an F right now, man. Straight up. And I know you listening, and I don't give a fuck. You fucking up my work. I'm going to call a 314-203. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God. Yo, I'm going to say to you, yeah, the newbies definitely need to hear that, right? But I guess it's not a newbie.
Right. A lot of newbies, but let them hear from his fucked up experience.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely don't want to have that property of the state on you. You brought it to the jurisdiction, 100%. Yeah.
Yo, he did everything possible to get into their jurisdiction, man.
Yeah.
And the nigga been listening for over 3 years, yo. How you going to be around for over 3 years?
Right, because you emphasize all the time, take the path of least resistance, have the plate on there. I get that. Get a register. And plus the size now, right now, the title thing anyway. You got the whole title webinar on your other site. So, I mean,
yeah.
You take and claim your vehicle, and you make the money off of that. You've made, you know, the 241, 232.
No, that means he's not a part of the private build. He's not a part of Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon. He's not a part of none of that. He's not studying. He don't know how to do the UCC 1 and 3.
Yeah, because he could, yeah, he could avoid it all. Because they're going to charge you every single day. That toll. And then if it's not ready, you got to do that first. So that means it's going to add up. It's going to pile up on your deal.
It's going to add up so damn quick, man.
Yeah.
It's going to add
up. Yeah, it is. It's my hat up. because I remember many years ago I did the same thing. Well, I had a place for my vehicle, you know. I did have a place for my vehicle, but it wasn't the place for that vehicle. So I had to do the whole registration and everything. But, you know, I'm gonna tell all the listeners right now, everything that you taught us, and not just within Johnson, but with everything, you know, everything. I've put everything to action, and I've gotten good results. I've gotten remedy on every single thing. That's what I got to do now is my tax thing. I haven't done that yet. But I'm using the old tax thing from like 6 years ago. I've been, you know, getting my taxes, you know, just wiped off. But what I do it the new way. Right. It's more effective.
Yo, you got to do the tax injunction. I ain't going to tell you why, but yo, they said they're going to pay us out all the money we ever put in 5 years.
Now, shame. Money rich. Hey, okay, I'm on it. I'm definitely on it. So,
now I got a whole video that I got to play in the background so y'all can hear it. That's one of the things I was going to talk about tonight, but now they had to be put off because of this stupid motherfucker, right?
Oh, shit. Why are you the line? We can do it now.
Yeah. Y'all definitely want to get that tax injunction in.
Yeah, I'm looking for that remedy. Yeah, definitely. So Johnny, you gonna be free after the show for the consultation? I got back as soon as you said like 5 o'clock.
I'm aggravated.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep it real with you. I really don't do any consultations after 5.
Yeah. Hey, well, I appreciate it. He just called. I was just at the gig, you know. And
all right.
I tried.
I'll get to you tomorrow. I'll try you again tomorrow.
Okay, hey, I appreciate it. Peace to the guy.
All right, peace, God.
Yep.
All right, next caller, 347-422.
Peace to the God.
347-422.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God.
God, so my son that smoked with them boys, I don't know if you remember, but when they, I did the discovery with them, I gave him a copy. We just got it notarized today.
Yeah, right.
And I told him to stick with the script. Say
exactly.
The words that are on the paperwork only.
Do me a favor, though. I want you to do a mock court with your son just to prepare him, right? And you're going to go in and you're going to ask him, how does he plead? He's going to say not guilty, right? And that's pretty much all he got to say when he goes into court this first time, right? Get him prepared for that and then have him put in his paperwork with the clerk that day.
Overstood.
Good job. Teach the youth, man.
I yield. Yeah.
You start.
This boy got me.
You said the boy got you what?
No, I'm just happy for them.
No doubt. All right. Peace, God.
I yield. Peace.
All right. I'm going to the next caller. 901-631. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the gods. Peace to the gods.
What up, God?
Hey, Jonas. So, I was doing that writ, right? So, at the top, I noticed that you got, you know,
it's supposed to say writ of discovery. I know what it says at the top. If for all you people who've been around, y'all know I put tricks in my paperwork. So, if you was to hand that paperwork off to someone who didn't know that it came from me and know what to do, they won't change it to writ of discovery. They'll keep that bullshit I put up there at the top on the right-hand side. It ain't supposed to be there. It's supposed to say writ of discovery. I never called it anything else. You know what I mean?
Now, I'm talking about, you know, I ain't got the trust yet. You see what I'm saying? So do I need to change our lit is what I'm asking.
You ain't got the trust?
Well, so, I ain't did it yet. I ain't did anything yet.
Yeah, you going to keep that shit. You did your injunction, right?
Of course.
Even on your injunction, it says the owner of it is who?
Me.
You know exactly.
My
Boris name, right?
Right.
Keep that shit the
right.
same. Change a word. Not one iota.
Okay.
If the shit is spelled wrong, send it out misspelled.
Keep it that way. I bet. Another thing is, you know what I'm saying, I ended up doing the copyright, but, man, it's been kind of like a challenge of finding out how to do the trademark. Who can I go through?
You did the copyright, and you did it in the same place I did it?
Yep.
Now, you trying to do the DBA, right?
Is that the same as the trademark?
It's called a DBA
an assumed name.
Fictitious name, assumed name, a fictitious name. Yeah.
Right,
you
right,
can
right.
DBA yeah. anywhere. Just Google DBA.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to
Georgia
see with that
DBA,
design trademark.
New York DBA, California DBA. If they call it a different name, it'll come up and say the right name for it. And then you
so
put
I can
in,
do the DBA. I'm sorry.
You can put it anywhere. You can do it anywhere.
Okay, and then take it out and then put it into my state?
Yup. Or you can do it in your state. But if you having a problem in your state, go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm definitely having a problem. But okay, God, without you, the flow, that's what I need.
Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Your phone is mad shitty, yo. Put your mouth to the phone. If you got more speaker, take you off the speaker.
Yeah, it's I'm at work. My wire's all messed up.
Yeah, I can hear your wire messed up. Sometimes you come in clear. So what's
right.
up?
I asked this question because you were talking about it. The ritual that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're doing it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We got to do it on the day of spring.
Yeah, because it says first, my calendar says first day of spring is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday?
The 19th.
Nah, it's March 20th.
Yeah, that's what I heard you say, but my calendar is the 19th.
They be fucking with the time and all that shit.
Okay. We still going to do it on 20th. All right. Cool.
Hold on. See, they got when does spring start and then when will spring start 2024. And they talking about 2024 is a leap year, the spring equinox. I guess because it is the equinox, I guess we'll do it tomorrow. See, it says, check it. Spring equinox 23 was March 20th. It's normally always March 20th. But they're talking about this year is March 19th. I don't know about that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't. Now I'm confused too, bro. All
right. Well, I'm glad I called. Think about it, and I guess let us know.
At 12 o'clock, and it goes from March 20th into March 21. That is when you do it. Now, check this out when I'm reading. It says, the Northern Hemisphere spring or vernal equinox can land between March 19th and March 21st, depending on the year. Its fall or autumnal equinox can land between September 21 and 24. I guess it depends on how quick the planet is spinning on which day it will be. But, man, fuck that. I'm doing it on the 20th.
Do it both days.
Yeah.
It's all about your intentions, too.
Right. All right. 20th
it
is.
Spring officially begins in the Northern Hemisphere on March 20th. Right? And that, like I said, it keeps on talking about 2023, 2022, 2021. It was all on March 20th.
Yeah, but we had that February 29th, that leap year you're saying, yep.
Yeah, so they're talking about leap year. I don't even know if I believe in leap year. Leap year is something they do to fuck up our time.
Right.
I'm gonna stick with the shit I knew my whole life. My birthday is on the first day of spring.
All right, that was all it right for me.
All right, then peace God. That shit was confusing as hell. Confused me too, yo. Shit. Can't get a definitive answer, except for that leap year bullshit. All right, so let me see what they saying. Gerald L. said, so check, I got a DUI thrown out. That Jonah Bay shit works. Yeah, it works if you do it correctly according to the law. The way I teach it is according to the law, and it will work. DUI. Another a young lady had a DUI, got thrown out just a week ago. You know what I mean? I'm knocking out DUIs like it's water, man. It's nothing. All right, let me see what they're saying on YouTube. I don't see no questions on YouTube or anything. So ain't no questions on Facebook. D said he want to do it on Wednesday too. Me too. That's what I'm doing. Let me see what's going on in the gram. Dang it. There's so many people on the gram. Hard to get to the top. Word is Bond. On the Dash, a Goofy, they frying dude, Injunction, bitch. Someone said, who are you talking about? I don't even know that nigga's name, man. I don't even want to know his name. Cause I normally don't call out people's names. I might have called out his name tonight. I was so mad at that shit right there. Gonna say he ain't got money like that. Shaking my head. Wow. I mean, That's what I was told. That's what I was told. So I'm repeating to you exactly what was said. I'm dead. That man is out of order, family. If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. Peace, God. Yo, I tell y'all all the time, I'm your coach on this law shit. Just like if you was playing basketball, football, baseball, whatever, soccer, you fuck up, the coach is going to yell at you, cuss you out and all that. I'm going to yell at you, cuss you out and all that. Why? You're going to become a better player in law. You're going to know how to win games in law. That's my goal. I'm not here to be your fucking friend. I'm here to get wins. I'm here to help you win. Schedule a consult. Yeah, get that done, sweetheart. Someone said the dude was being goofy as shit. I agree. He was. He did everything to mess up his money even more. He said, oh my God, how do we change to the spiritual name? That was the show I was planning on doing tonight. Before I heard this nigga fuck up the injunction so bad. I am going to do that show if I get on Wednesday or next week. You're going to do a adult name change. I'm going to walk you through, but I'm also going to do a workshop on it so y'all can see what I'm talking about and hear what I'm talking about. But it's called Adult Name Change. I would start reading it tonight, but we only got 9 minutes. It ain't worth it. This is way more than 9 minutes. Thank you for the praise of my solar return. I appreciate that. Yeah, nigga getting old. Nigga be 53. I ain't got patience for no bullshit. You know what I mean? Don't make no goddamn sense. Anyway, we got Shaka's supposed to finish this shit tonight. We got a video going up on the Patreon. Patreon, search Jonah Bay, become a member. We're going to be dealing with how special verses in the Bible on how the ancestors said you're supposed to conduct yourself and how women's supposed to conduct themselves, how men are supposed to conduct themselves. See, a lot of y'all are messed up because y'all stepped away from the Bible. And they wanted to mess y'all up because they created something called the New Testament. Yahshua said there wasn't going to be a New Testament. Y'all were supposed to learn the Old Testament of the Bible, to learn your ancestors, what to do and what not to do. And y'all didn't know it. Those customs teach you how to cook food. Fried chicken, the recipe of fried chicken is in the Bible. It teaches you how to pick a good woman, tells you every aspect that a woman needs to be considered a good woman. I can tell you that you modern women are not good women. Not because Jonas says so, because your own ancestors, God in the Bible says you're not. And y'all the ones running around saying y'all Christian. Y'all don't know shit about the Bible because the preachers down with the hijack. They didn't teach you anything that you needed to know. Preachers only talk about the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. New Testament. They don't give you the Old Testament, which they call the Tanakh, the Torah, because it has all the rules in it. They didn't want you to know what the hell your ancestors wanted you to live like. And since the preachers ain't doing the job, it's time for your boy Jonah Bay to do the job. Crazy about that is we've done 3 parts already. Ain't none of them put up on Patreon, but Shaka working on getting them done because we wanted to put videos with the audio, right? To show you exactly what we're talking about instead of leaving it to your imagination. But anyway, every time we film something doing, dealing with the Bible and the Bible verse, we always doing it on a Sunday. It's crazy. I'm like, God dag, I'm feeling like I'm a preacher now. He said, how the hell did people in the damn Bible get English names? All right. This is why I'm doing these classes. And that's a good question, bro. Who told you the names was English names? You're believing your enemy. Did you know that what y'all today call the English language is actually Hebrew? And y'all have always spoke this language. They never taught you this language. This language was put together by your ancestors. Every language on the planet was put together by your ancestors. How many times must I tell y'all this, who never created anything? They take over stuff and claim it as theirs. English ain't English. They renamed it. Now, let me also say this. You're under the impression that white people, W-I-G-H-T, yeah, that's the real way to spell white, not W-H-I-T-E, that's not them. White people were not English. They weren't from Scotland. They're not from any of those places. The Scots, the English people. Before that, it was called Albion. All of that was black people. The indigenous people of Europe are black. Moors. Dark-skinned people. Melanated people. You know what I mean? The same way they try to take over rap right now, the same way they took over rock and roll, the same way they took over all y'all's inventions, the same way that, breakdancing. Y'all don't know this about these people? Y'all supposed to know this. Y'all looking at them steal your shit every day. Y'all called it culture appropriation. Every nation on the planet does culture appropriation of you melanated Moors of the Americas in the connecting islands called the Americas. Y'all got to know this. This is why we got to get back into the Bible. I got to teach y'all y'all's heritage. It's all in there. Y'all don't know it. And that's all a part of the law. See, because I teach law, and the Bible is where most of these laws started from. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go into that, and I have been going into that now. So join the Patreon. If you're not a part of the Patreon, become a part of it. It's only $20 a month. They said, we need black soap for their asses. I mean, I feel you. I feel you. You know, I ain't racist at all. I'm just saying. I'm just going to set. So with that being said, that's our show for tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Injunction, bitch. Follow the rules. We out of here. One more second. Let me play that shit one more time.
I got the injunction, bitch.
All right, and that ain't no copyright. That's original fucking music, bitch. I'm out.